Hi, this is Chris Griffin, Associate Editor of SearchStorage.com. I'm here today to talk about storage infrastructure reporting tools with Bob Laliberte of the Enterprise Strategy Group. How's it going today, Bob?
It's going great, Chris. Thanks great. For having me on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get right into it. What vendors offer storage infrastructure reporting tools?
Well, certainly every storage vendor has some type of software that they offer, and there's a lot of independent software vendors out there as well, so it really depends on what you're looking for. When you look at the major space in the SAN environment, certainly all the storage vendors, EMC has their control center, HDS has a variety of offerings, HP, IBM, NetApp, they all offer different tools for different levels. And then there's a lot of other independent companies out there, like at Aptair or Symantec or Tech Tools, even something like Quest that just picked up a Monosphere, for instance, that has something. And then if you're looking maybe in the file space, there's companies like NTP Software and Northern Park Life that have solutions. And there's even a kind of a new emerging space that we see as well for these vendors who are coming in and offer, if you will, a snapshot view of storage environments, like a company like SandPulse or Storage Fusion.
Can you talk about any potential benefits or drawbacks that may come with choosing a separate tool for storage reporting compared with using a tool that's integrated into software?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is it's an interesting area. We've done some research in this space for storage resource management, and we asked a lot of end users why they bought a particular SRM tool. And, it was interesting that the research pointed out that they bought it because it did multiple different features and had all these different functionality that was integrated into the package. But then we asked them, what they were actually using, what it turned out was most of them were just using it for one or two things. And that usually tended to be around utilization and reporting capabilities. So when you look across, when you're talking about what are the drawbacks of a separate tool versus using one that's integrated, it really depends on, A, what you're trying to accomplish, and B, what kind of investment that you want to make. So certainly a lot of the individual tools tend to be easier to deploy and manage, especially if they're just specifically targeted at doing storage utilization, for instance, and maybe reporting on that. Okay. But the more feature functionality that you want, it's going to be a little bit probably harder to integrate and manage on an ongoing basis. On the flip side of that, those tools that are integrated with other pieces of software can ultimately deliver more value. So, for instance, if you want to have one that's got a complete visibility from a virtual machine down to an array, and you want to be able to do provisioning and things like that, having that integrated package will obviously provide more value, but it's going to take a little bit more investment up front from certainly from a pricing perspective and also from a time to get it installed and tested and working properly.
Okay, so how easy is it then for new reporting tools to be integrated into systems that may already be existing in your storage infrastructure?
Right, so that's really going to depend on what you have there. Typically most software packages are going to have some simple way to pass on information through either an API, maybe an SNMP stream or something like that. But tighter integration is probably going to need to be done at more of an engineering level. So, that's something to take into consideration when you're bringing tools into an environment. If you already have solutions from another vendor or from, that same vendor perhaps, those tools are going to be easier to integrate if they all come from that same vendor than they would be if you're integrating tools from multiple different vendors.
So where in the storage infrastructure then are leveraging reporting tools? Where is that helpful?
So yeah, I think there's a lot of different areas where these tools can be helpful, and certainly the first and foremost is probably around that visibility, especially with all the virtualized environments that are being deployed across companies of all sizes. It's really difficult to manage an environment when your applications are playing hide and seek. So getting that visibility from the storage layer up to the application layer, or at least up to the virtual machine layer, provides a level of insight that enables you to manage your environment more in the context of the data center, which I think is getting to be a lot more important. Another huge area, obviously, is around utilization, especially in this economic climate. You really need to make sure that you're maximizing the investments that you've already made. So going through and being able to determine any areas where you've got orphan storage or unused storage that you can go back and reclaim before you go and spend money doing something else is obviously going to be very important these days. And obviously, by having that visibility into that utilization and being able to track it and have a historical representation of it, you can start to forecast and trend a little bit better. You can trend your environment, and you can forecast when you're going to need more. And so you can start doing kind of a just-in-time storage procurement process, which ultimately is going to save you a lot of money. And then I think another area that we're starting to see where some of these reporting tools are really providing some value is in that change management space, especially in the larger environments that get incredibly complex, and some of the changes may be not so well documented, right? So you've got those unintended changes that that have an impact to some other part of the environment. So the ability for some of these tools to report on what has changed is going to provide a lot of value, and it's going to ultimately help customers avoid downtime, or at the very least be able to minimize that downtime by being able to rapidly identify what has changed in the environment that caused that.
Are these types of reporting tools really expensive, and what can you do if you need this type of functionality but are on a tight budget?
So that's a great question, and it's very timely, right, given the economy. I think there's a couple things you can do. I mean, certainly one of the first things you can look at is if money is an issue, there are some tools out there that don't have the wide range of functionality. They might be more focused on just utilization, so that you can get into them at a much lower cost point. So things like from Aptare and the Monosphere from now offered by Quest, some of those are a good way to be able to get into the game without having to put a lot of time and effort and money invested up front. Another big trend that we're starting to see, though, is also that, especially in the SMB space, that people are looking to consume SRM as a service. So rather than make the investment in the software up front and the dedicated team of people to manage that, they're looking to just be able to consume it as a monthly service. And there's a range of offerings that are out there as a service. Some of them will be kind of a continuous monitoring environment, and others are more kind of point-in-time solutions. So the offerings that we mentioned earlier around, from SandPulse and Storage Fusion, are one that a lot of the managed service providers are leveraging, where they can use that to go in and just take a snapshot of that environment. And it's really one of those situations where over time, kind of these bad habits develop, right, and changes are made. So these are kind of these sanity checks that you can take at a point in time on a monthly or quarterly basis that just give you an idea of where that environment is, and you're just charged on that per usage. So those are certainly some of the areas that we're seeing that you can help to help your company reduce the cost of getting the information, but also get that information that you need on a regular basis. And it's really up to the organization whether it's, at what time interval they need to have this. Whether it's a continuous type of a solution, or whether it's something that they can live with doing it on a monthly or quarterly basis.
All right, great. Well, thanks for joining me today, Bob. This is informative.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad I could be here.
Absolutely. And to learn more about storage infrastructure reporting tools, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.